The world's weekly wait is over. Like magic, an invisible chain of sound once more circles the planet.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your host, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the lesser-heard side of rock, a world consisting of album cuts and B-sides, along with a healthy dose of vinyl history and commentary, from the blues of the 30s to today's new releases. We have a lot to do, so let's get started.
The band Yes evolved and devolved over their 45 years of recording history, with numerous members coming and going over the life of the band, leaving them related by only 2 degrees of separation with 484 other groups. This week's Vinyl Garage presents the Yes Family Tree, a Yes Friends and Family show. And we're starting with a band that John Anderson can call his first, the Warriors. They were one of hundreds of Beatle-inspired bands out of England who recorded 2 singles for Decca and included not only John but his brother Tony, who would later become a member of Los Bravos, Ian Wallace, later a member of the King Crimson, and David Foster, Badger, a band we'll get into in a few. Here's the B-side to their first single, Don't Make Me Blue.
I say I love you and you know it. You say you love me, can't you show it? Don't you know I'm in love? Can't you see I'm in love?
Beginnings mirror that of John Anderson with more Beatle-influenced bands of the mid-60s, but pretty much they all were that way in England at the time, including the Syndicats, the In-Crowd, and Tomorrow. We'll hear On the Horizon, Why Must I Criticize, and My White Bicycle, respectively, by the aforementioned group.
The sky on the horizon, I saw a ship come sailing by. Was this the ship that I often dreamed of? A ship made of gold, well, the gold a sail above.
the shit that I dream. Would someday it all bring my love on the horizon, horizon, yeah. On the horizon, horizon, on the horizon, out where the lonely seagulls cry.
disgrace shines no light upon my face. Through the darkness we still see my white bicycle and me. My white bicycle. Don't see it. Hey! The one thing I don't believe in. He'll find some charge, but it's not thieving. My white bicycle. My white bicycle.
Chris Squire and Peter Banks came from a band called The Sin. Their first single for Derham was Created by Clive from 1967.
I don't want you anymore. You're not the girl I knew before. Your face is bony 'cause you don't eat. Your hair's too short and your clothes are chic. Created by Clive. Shape you if you want to survive. Now you've got this fancy talk, and somebody's taught you how to walk. I liked it when you wore old blue jeans, but now you dress for the magazines. Created by Clive, created by Clive. He's gonna make you more dead than alive. Your heart is plastic and your mind's gone weak. He'll put you in the window of Ellen's boutique. Created by Clive's publicity drive. He's got to shape you if you want to survive. Publicity drive. He's got to shape you if you want to survive. Created by Clive. Created by Clive. He's gonna make you more dead than alive.
Their last incarnation before becoming Yes was a band called Mabel Greer's Toy Shop. Although they released no records, they did perform on the BBC. Here's Beyond and Before.
Something.
about this point, which is about 1971, the musical chairs began. Peter Banks leaves Yes to form Flash, whose lead singer, not coincidentally, sounds a lot like John Anderson. He also took Tony Kaye with him, but he was not considered a former member of the band, although he contributed all keyboards to the first album. They released three LPs and found themselves in the charts with the initial single from their first self-titled LP, the song Small Beginnings. Nothing they did after that made much impact. We'll be right back.
And speaking of Tony Kaye, he left Yes and formed Badger, another Yes offshoot that was quite similar to the original. Badger's first LP was unusual in that it was recorded live, and even more strange, it was from when they opened for Yes at the Rainbow in London. Badger was signed to Atlantic Records, and the first LP, One Live Badger, featured album art by Roger Dean. And production by John Anderson. And from the aforementioned LP, here's Wind of Change. Bruford's last album, at least at the time for Yes, was Close to the Edge, a Upon leaving, he joined King Crimson, where he'd log 7 LPs and coincidentally meet John Wetton, who himself was related to Yes through his relationship, of course, to Bruford, but also to Steve Howe and Jeff Downes in the band Asia. Here's Book of Saturday from Bruford's first LP for Crimson, Lark's Tongues in Aspic, from 1973.
If I only could deceive you, forgetting the game. Every time I try to leave you, you laugh just the same. 'Cause my wheels never touch the road, and the jumble of lies we told just returns to my back to weigh me down. We lay cards upon the table, the backs of our hands, and I swear I like your people, the boys in the band. Reminiscence is gone astray, coming back to enjoy the fray. In a tangle of night and daylight sound.
You're listening to the Vinyl Garage. John Wetton's relationship didn't stop with Crimson. In fact, there was an aborted project with Rick Wakeman that, due to Wakeman's lack of interest and his whiny "I'm a star" attitude, died mercifully. But that spurred the remaining two to form the band UK, releasing 2 LPs and a couple of live albums. The single from the first self-titled affair was In the Dead of the Night. Originally 5 minutes plus on the album, it was edited down to a more radio-friendly 3 minutes and 21 seconds.
Two.
The Yes album Relayer found them without a keyboard player since Wakeman's hissy and eventual exit. The album was a departure for the band, leaning closer to a jazz fusion feel than the expected classical prog rock. This is mostly because of the new keyboard player, Patrick Meraz, and his one and only time as a Yes member. The jazz blues feel comes from his previous bands, Main Horse and Refugee. The former's Such a Beautiful Day is up next. Chris Squire's one and only solo album was 1975's Fish Out of Water, featuring former Yes drummer Bill Bruford and now former keyboardist Patrick Mraz. The leadoff cut from the aforementioned LP found him sounding surprisingly like John Anderson. Hold out your hand. John Wetton resurfaces along with Yes and Buggles keyboardist Jeff Downs, Yes guitarist Steve Howe, and Carl Palmer of Emerson, Lake & Palmer fame in Asia with one of the biggest albums of 1982. Album art by Roger Dean. Here's Here Comes the Feeling.
Yeah. is for real. I never felt so good before. I see the world through different eyes. Now that you're back, nothing in the least can overcome me. Misery gone, plus all the doubt that overran me. 'Cause you're back.
John Anderson was a rare constant throughout Yes, but 1980s drama saw him and Rick Wakeman, yeah, he came back just so he could leave again, out of the band. So where do we fill the lead singer and keyboardist jobs? Just when you thought they couldn't fall any further, the Buggles. Yeah, video killed the radio star Buggles, specifically Trevor Horn and Jeff Downs. Their second single from the Age of Plastic, the title cut.
Thank you.
The newest incarnation of Yes and most successful included South African guitarist Trevor Rabin. 1983's 90125 included their first number one, Owner of a Lonely Heart, and 1987's Big Generator followed suit. Rabin's solo LP from 1989, Can't Look Away, included his own top 10 single, Something to Hold On To.
It's your uncompromising anger. It's how you cope with all your ties. If you look over your shoulder, you find a kindred soul in me. I never said that it would be. See the way you search for what you're after. I wish you'd look around at me. Look for you in Blue Jay Way, but I find you wouldn't stay. Oh,
Since the aforementioned version with Raven got custody of the name Yes in the divorce, founding members Anderson, Bruford, Wakeman, and Howe released his self-titled LP in 1989. The single was Brother of Mine. Thanks for joining the Vinyl Garage this week as we explore the Yes Friends and Family tree. Proof positive that you can't throw a rock without hitting someone that hasn't been in Yes at least once. The Vinyl Garage can be reached at facebook.com/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next week, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening. Not to rock the machine or something.